WNYC is continuing to examine New York City's affordability crisis, focusing on individual neighborhoods. We've been reporting in Mott Haven in the South Bronx, but came across possible solutions for this community in Manhattan's Upper East Side. There at the Cooper Hewitt Smithsonian Museum of Design is the exhibit By the People, Designing a Better America. It features 60 design projects from the United States, Mexico, and Canada that aim to address poverty and inequality. WNYC's Sophia Paliza Carr went there with an activist from the South Bronx in search of inspiration for his neighborhood.
The gallery is wide open, beckoning to guests to wander wherever they wish. There's a mini car from Michigan that runs on electricity, a blue barrel that serves as a water station for migrants in Arizona, and a poster that shows a house unfolding like a transformer to become an outdoor stage.
I plan to check out whatever ideas I see that might be applicable to the South Bronx. So I'm always on the lookout.
This is Moncho Lopez. He's an environmental activist in the South Bronx, and he also teaches Latino studies at Hunter College. Lopez moved to New York City from Puerto Rico and has been living in Mott Haven for the last 12 years. His concerns include truck traffic illegally passing through the area and the development of the waterfront. He's always trying to find solutions, wherever they may be. So I invited him to join me at the Cooper Hewitt Museum to look at this exhibit about how design can solve issues of poverty. Cynthia Smith is the curator.
Generally, professionally trained designers only focus on a small percentage of the world's population. But as of the turn of the century, that has been changing and focused on extreme poverty, how design can begin to address some of the underpinnings of extreme poverty.
The designs are in various stages of completion. Some are fully operational, while others are somewhere in the process of moving from the page to reality. As Lopez walks through, he sees things that are interesting, but not relevant. Like a plan in California to turn firehouses into health centers.
It's very different from the Bronx. I always compare everything to the Bronx. Like, these are not our firehouses.
One thing that does catch his eye, however, is a design for public housing in Brownsville, Brooklyn. It's a proposal to renovate 8 towers. Part of that includes breaking up the superblock of housing by running streets right through it, which would open up the block and connect it better to the community. That reminds Lopez of Mott Haven, which has some of the highest density of public housing in the entire city. He says the traditional NYCHA towers feel segregated from the rest of the community, which is by design.
It's based on this idea that we're going to have like a city in a park, you know, like these towers in a park. And so the usages of these park spaces or urban spaces are suboptimal.
Lopez brings up noted urban activist Jane Jacobs and her criticism of how housing with enclosed courtyards or green spaces feels unsafe and isolated.
Because what brings safety to cities is people walking, people buying, people coming in and out of businesses. And when you build and enclose a community within a green area like that, it's a recipe for unsafety.
After walking through the exhibit, he asks curator Cynthia Smith about the idea of renovating the public housing superblock.
Do you know if that's going to be actually
built? Which one?
The one in Brownsville.
I think it's a really hard sell.
She says the nonprofit proposing the project has a lot of experience and that it's a smart idea, and it's kept the community involved every step of the way. But she says there also needs to be the political will to make it happen. Overall, this is exactly what frustrates activists like Lopez. They see a lot of great creative ideas put out there that don't move forward. And it's even more frustrating because the South Bronx is a magnet for these ideas.
Like in the 12 years I've been there, I've seen our community function as a credit farm for the students of different universities to get credit, creating renderings or interviewing people for journalism schools. And people are very skeptical about it because nothing or very little ever comes back to the community.
Still, Lopez is positive about the exhibit. He suggests that it come to Mott Haven so his neighbors can see what is possible. But he adds there are other people who need to see these ideas too.
If you could bring like projects like this, like for example, in the dead space of the rotunda in City Hall, council people and the mayor and everybody will interact with that, will necessarily have to see it. I think that's a very good idea.
Because Lopez says the community needs these power brokers too, to help take an idea off the page and make it real. For WNYC, I'm Sophia Paliza-Kerr.
The exhibit, By the People, is on display at the Cooper Hewitt Smithsonian Museum of Design until February 26th.